Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm producer Joel Meyer, in this week for John Schaefer. Earlier this year at South by Southwest, music festival goers might have been surprised to see a familiar face handing out jerk ribs and duck confit from a food truck. It was Khalees, the musician behind huge hits like Milkshake and Bossy. But this was no fluke. Khalees's new album is called Food, and in it she seamlessly blends her training as a professional chef with some pretty soulful music. Khalees is here with her band in the Soundcheck studio today, kicking off a live session with the song Friday Fish Fry.
She needs ice cold water.
That's Kalise with her song Friday Fish Fry. You heard band members Dexter Story on piano, Deja Gomez on background vocals, Todd Simon on the trumpet, and Brittany Brooks behind our drum kit. Now, normally here on Soundcheck, this is the part where John Schaefer sits down with our musical guest for an interview. But with John out this week, we thought we'd do something a little different. As I mentioned before, Kalise has more than a passing interest in the culinary arts, so we thought we'd ask our friend Dan Pashman, host of the food podcast The Sporkful, if he'd like to talk to Kalise. And he started things off by asking Kalise about combining those two passions.
You are a trained chef, in addition to being an incredibly successful musician, but it's much more, this is not a gimmick, you've actually been cooking jerk ribs all morning.
Yes, I have been, actually, yeah. I don't have enough patience for gimmicks, so I'm not one of those. So we have an event tonight, and, you know, just being in New York is great, so it's kind of, you know, I mean, it is my hometown, it's my stomping ground. So, we partnered up, and someone's let me in their kitchen, and, you know, I'm cooking, because we've got a food service tonight, kind of before the show, so...
Right, and I mean, you had a food truck at South by Southwest. Yes. You were serving jerk ribs. Have you gotten to the point where you're like, maybe this was, maybe the food themed album? I didn't realize I was gonna have to cook quite so many ribs.
Well, it's definitely a lot. You know, it's a lot. I think it's not even so much the actual work of cooking. It's more so, I think I'm in a very different mental place when I'm cooking. And, you know, it's one thing to know that I'm working and I'm promoting an album and I'm putting an album out. And so you're kind of prepared for that because I've been doing that for so long. I know what that is. So to add food to it, which is a very, you know, it's a very personal thing. It's kind of, I find myself like, okay, snap out of it. You know, which happens a lot, actually.
Right. I find that cooking can almost sort of be a meditative thing.
It is. And, you know, it's funny because I was talking to my manager actually at South by Southwest and, you know, you get used to doing all this press. I'm 15 years in now, so I'm like, you know, I'm used to doing the press, you know, gearing up for a record. And people wanted to come into the kitchen and talk to me, which I find absolutely the most irritating thing in the world. And I don't want to talk to you. And I'm like, I have a really bad attitude right now. And I'm like, why do I feel this way? I was like, this is so weird. I'm so not used to people talking to me. I'm like, don't talk to me. Right. I'm busy. Yeah. I'm like, and I could do that for hours. I mean, like, hours can go by. And I'm cooking. I'm like, fine, in silence.
Right. So before this album came out, you actually spent, you trained as a saucier at Le Cordon Bleu, one of the top culinary schools in the world.
Yeah.
How long were you training there?
I went the full term. So I was there, it's like about a year, I think.
Was there at any point where you thinking, maybe this is just my new direction, maybe I'm not going back to music?
Well, I mean, I've always loved food. I've always loved cooking. My mom had a catering business growing up, so food has always been a huge part of my life. I'm kind of an all or nothing person, so I think at the time... It was sort of just like, this is what I'm doing right now, and this is all I need to be doing because I'm enjoying it so much. But I actually think that it ended up being, you know, in me taking a break from music, it ended up being something that really kind of allowed me to very comfortably walk back into music and into the whole life of music because I needed a break, I think. I needed just some time, you know. It's been a long time. Like, I've been doing this forever.
did your classmates know who you were? I mean, did you have to endure a whole lot of really lame milkshake jokes? What was that like?
Funny enough, no, I didn't. I think, for me, I think the first thing was just going to school and kind of going to school at that point. I was, 27, 28. So, I mean, I'd been out of school for a long time. And so I think that was a little nerve-wracking just in that alone, just kind of like first day of school. It's like, you know, it's stress. I'm like, will I make friends? You know, it's like very odd. And then, you know, it's different than your first day of school when no one knows who you are. Everyone thinks they know you. And it's sort of just like, you know, I'm actually a real person and I'm standing here. But it was actually totally different. I think the people who did recognize me didn't say anything from the beginning. And those that didn't just didn't have anything to say to begin with. You know, so it was very neutralizing. And I think also, you know, you're in a really horrible uniform and it's like, that's very kind of grounding from the beginning anyway.
Knock you down a peg.
Yes.
I'm Dan Pashman, host of the Sporkful Food Podcast. I'm sitting in for Soundcheck host John Schaefer today. And I'm joined by Kalise, the singer-songwriter whose latest album is titled Food. Let's talk a little bit about some of the similarities and differences between creating music and creating food.
You know, I hadn't had to think about it really until obviously recently, and people were, because I mean, you know, they were just two things that I always do. But I think what I've come up with is that I think music is, you have to be extremely I think if you want to be any good, you have to be extremely prepared to kind of dig into your past, think about how that pertains to your present, and sort of then be a visionary about your future. And I think you have to be kind of very aware, full spectrum, and then prepared to be honest enough to write it. You know, whereas I think with food, I think it's very present. You know, it's very much, I don't have to think about anything other than like where I'm at right now. And I think that for me is extremely therapeutic. And although you're pulling from stuff kind of, you know, in your past and all over the place, you don't, it kind of, it's a very instinctual, very, the other thing about food, which is great, is that you can be right, which I love. I love the fact that you can actually be right. I'm like, I really enjoy that.
Right. I tasted this. It was good. Therefore, I'm right.
Yeah, it's right. You know, there's a right and wrong answer. And, you know, there's a lot of room within that. But it's like you can totally jack something up and there's no way to salvage or justify it. Like, that is bad.
You talked about the importance of being able to be honest with yourself in music. Was there something, some part of this album or a song or a lyric where that was a struggle for you?
I think I'm kind of an open book, and I feel like I've always been that way. You know, it depends on where I'm at in my life and kind of what that honesty, you know, is going to be. But I feel like I'm pretty, I've always been really vocal about who I am and sort of how I see things. And so I just think it's always a process. You know, the older we get and kind of the more aware of ourselves we become, it is just sort of digging in for who I am right now, and that kind of wanting it to reign more than anything else, you know.
It's interesting because I feel like there's sort of two parts, roughly speaking, of the creative process. There's the kind of the inspiration, and then there's the implementation, actually taking the concept, turning it into a song or an entree.
Right.
And you've talked about, as you sort of just said, that you've always kind of created music in the moment. You don't plan out an album 3 years in advance. It's a representation of what's inside of you at the moment that you create it. Right. And that's where the inspiration comes from. And then I saw your first cooking channel show, Saucy
Yeah.
and Sweet.
Yeah.
And in that show, you cook shrimp fricassee, mm-hmm. and you put strawberries in it,
yeah.
which I thought was very clever and interesting. And I was like, that is great. And you sort of, it seemed like that came from a similar place of sort of like, well, in this moment, I have strawberries. I'm going to put them in. But when it came time for the implementation of that vision, I was interested to see that you were very precise. You knew exactly what you wanted. You even kind of jokingly chastised your friend that you're cooking with because she didn't slice the strawberries correctly the way you wanted.
Right.
When it comes time to implement a musical vision, do you kind of get into that similar mode?
Yeah, I think it's pretty much my personality across the board. I am very, I think I always sort of look kind of like, you know, free spirit, all, you know, all over the place from the outside. But I think people who do get to know me really see that, like, there is an element of that for sure, which is what makes me kind of like able to draw from so many different things. But I think that I'm very clear about what the idea is. And, you know, I can't really predict how it's going to come out, but I know exactly what it takes to make it. Do you know what I mean? And so it's kind of like, I think I'm probably even more precise with food, but you know, I think it is because there is a right or wrong answer, which is less so with music. But yeah, I definitely, you know, I've been with music and with food, I've been trained. I take it seriously. And I think, you know, not that you have to be, but that I do, I enjoy it so much. Like, I want to know the right way. And so I am classically trained, you know, musically, and I am classically trained as a chef. And so I've got that. That's my foundation. So then I can kind of go buck wild and sort of do, because I know how to do this, you know. And if ever challenged, I'm like, I can do this exactly as you would like it done, but I'm like, I'm going to do this my way, which kind of, you know, that's the fun twist to it.
Right. So you kind of find that middle point between the loosey-goosey vision and the precision.
Yeah.
I'm Dan Pashman, host of the Sporkful Food Podcast, sitting in today for Soundcheck host John Schaefer. And I'm joined by Khalees, the singer-songwriter whose latest album is titled Food. You grew up in Harlem. As you mentioned, you're from the New York area. I know your father was a musician and a music professor. You mentioned that your mother was a caterer. So mm-hmm. I think it's sort of interesting. It seems like there's a lot of, I mean, we're all a product of our parents, but it seems like there's a lot of your parents in this album in particular.
For sure.
Because of the food theme and because there is a retro vibe to it to some extent, of a sort of a classic soul funk 60s, 70s kind of thing, which I would imagine was probably music that your parents listened to when they were coming of age. Is that something that was conscious?
Well, you know, it's funny. I have three sisters, and I'm sort of a middle child. Not really, because my two older sisters are so much older, but they were out of the house by the time I noticed. But I am a middle child. And, you know, my name is actually half of my mom's name and half of my dad's name. You know, people always say, what's in a name? And I just think it's kind of funny because my three sisters are actually all doctors of some sort. And I obviously am not. And so, you know, I think it's just, it's kind of funny that, like, I literally am so split, and I always have been, down the center between, you know, my mom and my dad. I look just like my mom, but I'm, you know, tall and sort of same complexion as my dad. Like, it's just literally everything about me is half and half. So I just sort of, I guess, if I acknowledge who I am, honestly, this is what it sounds like.
Right. And you have a four-year-old son now as well. Yeah, I have a three-and-a-half-year-old.
Oh, they're fun.
Yeah. You cook with him?
All the time. Yeah, he always wants to cook. He's like, Mom, I'm a good cooker, right? Yes, you are.
Yeah. My daughter loves to chop things. I got to give her a plastic knife.
Yeah.
But it takes her about half an hour to cut one pepper, but her busy. Then she eats half of it.
Yeah.
One more question for you. You recently did a Reddit AMA, Ask Me Anything, where you take questions from all far-flung corners of the internet, and you got a lot of cooking-related questions. One was, which kitchen utensil would you be? And you said a cast iron skillet, which I love that answer. What are the most important things to know about a cast iron skillet for those who are hoping to have a long-term relationship with one?
Ah, well, first of all, they don't need soap. That's the first thing.
Okay.
And I mean, you know, you can't, there's no fear allowed with a cast iron skillet. They get extraordinarily hot all around. There's no, like, you know, convenient rubber handle or anything. But I just love them. I feel like they're the most versatile and, like, you know, I do all my sauces in them and I bake in them. You can do, like, desserts, you can do savory, you can just pretty much do anything. And I just feel like, you know, it's kind of like a wok in the sense that, like, you can cure it. And so it really, the older it gets, really the better it gets. So treat it well.
And if you're a cast iron skillet?
Well, I'm serious business. I'm heavy. I'm hot. And I get better with age.
All right. Excellent. Well, Kalise, the new album is Food. Thank you so much for joining us on Soundcheck.
Thank you for having me. It's great.
I'm Dan Pashman, host of the Sporkful Food Podcast, which you're welcome to check out at sporkful.com. And it's been a great time here sitting in for John Schaefer at Soundcheck. Let's hear Kalise and her band play one more song here in the Soundcheck studio. And yes, it has an edible title. This one is called Jerk Ribs. This is Kalise, live on Soundcheck.
And my eardrum reminds me, this language starts way down in my feet, and these moments move like the breeze. You can't control something that's getting free. Whistle.
That's Khalees and her band in the Soundcheck studio with the song Jerk Ribs from her brand new album called Food. Let's hear one more in-studio performance from today's musical guest, the R&B singer Khalees, from her album Food. This is called Rumble. It's Khalees and her band live in the Soundcheck studio.
Thing to have you back in my face with all these years past. I guess I just got used to my space. I don't know how to feel. This whole thing seems so surreal. So you keep one foot out the door. I know I said leave, but baby, don't go. We got so much history. I heard you. No, we don't need therapy. What I need is you to leave. And even though I know I'm right, just like some lapse in my memory, you're back to me. Head on the door, I wanna yell, baby, don't go. So glad you picked up my keys. Oh, I'm so glad you picked up my keys. Oh, I'm so glad.
That's Khalees, live in the Soundcheck studio with a song called Rumble. Her new album is called Food. You can find out more about it, download the podcast of this segment, and dig through our archives at soundcheck.org. Thanks to Dan Pashman from the Sporkful podcast for sitting in, and to Khalees for bringing her band in for this live session.